Welcome back. Happy 2024. A little bit belated here as we journey onward. The By Order of the Peaky Blinders podcast. What are we at? We're celebrating almost 5 years now that we've been talking garbage into a computer and people have been listening. But as always, I'm Daniel. He's Josh. And we're here for a little bit of a belated top 10 list. Our favorite shows of the year. Something that we've done. Have we done it since the beginning? Do you know? Do we have it?
2018? Yeah, we've done it.
I think we did.
We've done it every year. So
pretty incredible. 2019, my number one show was Succession. And number two was Barry. I wrote them all down. I kept them in here. And here we sit. And it's pretty funny that we've got Succession and Barry.
Do some of these shows, shows feel like they weren't in 23? It's crazy. I think it's also, I think it's because we, like, in 22 and 21, there was like not a lot of TV. Or in 22.
Right. 22 was rough. And then also, you have to remember that the back end of 23 got all jumbled around.
Right.
Because of the writer's strike and the actor's strike. So, yeah, it was a weird year. It does feel like a show. Like, it's just funny to have certain shows that I have in this. They feel so far apart. The ones I've seen recently and the ones I've seen a long time ago. But before we jump into this, you know, what have you been watching? You know, we finished covering Fargo, which was a really fun watch. We are going to kind of dive into True Detective in a little bit more of a bunch setting. We'll let a few episodes as they have gone by, and then we're going to do an episode kind of breaking down the first three or four, and then come to it towards the end of the season as well with True Detective. Two very similar shows. What else have you been watching?
I have been watching True Detective, obviously, you just said, and then I'm like halfway through Griselda. Sofia Vergara is portraying like a woman, a female narco, and it
the
is,
only man that Pablo Escobar scared of, right? That's the tagline.
Right, that's how it begins. It says the only man that I've ever been afraid of is a woman named Griselda Blanco. It is really, really good. It's, even if you aren't a fan of that kind of genre of drugs and violence and gangs and stuff like that.
Well, they're probably not listening to this if
whatever.
They're not a fan.
It's just
of
really
drugs
well
and violence
done.
And gangs,
it's,
right?
She does an amazing job, Sofia Vergara. Like, I'll admit, I haven't seen her in a lot of other things besides Modern Family, and she has proved that she can do any role. Like, she's a badass. She does a really good job. I'll admit she's a lot more attractive than the actual Griselda Blanco. And so they did a lot of, I also watched her interview. They did a lot of makeup to her. They like changed her nose. They changed her teeth. They put like a lot, like then they made her face bigger. They made her figure different. So like, she's like acting with a lot of different things on her face while she's doing all this. And I can't imagine that's easy. So I'm hooked on that show. I think it's really good. Those are the two things that I'm really watching right now.
Yeah, speaking of a lot of makeup, I just saw that movie called Golda. Have you heard of it? Helen Mirren put on a ton of makeup to look like the Israeli Prime Minister, Golda Meir.
But I know what you're talking about.
Very solid movie. It's on Paramount Plus through Showtime, which is, I guess, it's so funny to see these rights, and that's why we lost Gangs of London, and you've got different shows coming on AMC Plus and popping in and out. So I guess that was a Showtime movie that also had Liev Schreiber in it. It was really solid, especially for those that are pro-Jewish and pro-Israel out there. There's our second of politics. I'm really getting deep in the weeds here, Josh. We are like, I think 2-3 weeks of the year went by, and now it's like full bore. I've got 6 shows that I'm keeping track of. Like, we're back in the hunt of all of that. Death and Other Details is a murder mystery that's very cute. Has Mandy Patinkin. It is on Hulu on Tuesdays. That's halfway through the season. I'm loving this reality show called The Traitors, which is on Peacock. Masters of the Air has had 2 episodes. That's the Band of Brothers. Let's call it the Band of Brothers universe. And it's the creators of that. Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg made a show about pilots, and it includes Austin Butler.
I'm also watching that. Forgot.
Yeah, he's watching that as well. Dua Lipa's boyfriend. Let's see if we can get the same kind of vibes. I think, Josh, every single world needs, it's like Taylor Swift relationship, right? Like a baseball player needs to start dating a pop star. So if that's going to be, what is it, Callum Turner is his name, that's his entryway, dating a pop star with Dua Lipa to try to gain some momentum going into that. I think we've got tennis stars that have already kind of grabbed that by dating all of these like social media influencers. But baseball needs its version of it, I think.
I mean, he's an actor and she's a pop star. This wouldn't be the first time, you know. I don't.
No, definitely not. Same thing, but same thing with pop star dating an athlete.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, she dated Jack Harlow too, so it's like, you know, she seems to date celebrities. I think she dated like a regular person before Jack Harlow. So she's
Ah,
having a good time. She's
what a
enjoying
nice
herself.
guy. I also really enjoy the Netflix show All the Light We Cannot See, which is
I heard
with your
that's
boy
good.
Mark Ruffalo, Hugh
Yes.
Laurie, and it was made by Steven Knight. So there is our tie-in back to Peaky Blinders here. It's a little 4-episode miniseries about Germans dealing with the end of World War II, but it's, you know, it's not necessarily the worst German. So it's an interesting angle. I like learning about the Germans that weren't all Nazis. You know, it's a good look into that. But without further ado, that's what we're watching. Feel free to hit us up with whatever you're watching and join us over where our conversations are plentiful at patreon.com/byorderofpeaky. Josh, you want to start us off? Top 10 shows of 2023. You know, we looked at our top 10 list from the first half of the year. Would you say that there were a lot of shows in the second half of the year that started to ask some questions?
In terms of being in the top 10. Yeah, so I admittedly didn't watch as much television, I guess, in the second half of 2023.
I think arguably the first half was stronger. I will say that.
Right. I would agree. I would agree. There was like a period, I think it had to do with the writer's strike, where
Yeah, that's a good point.
there was just like no TV on for me. And so I think a lot of them are on from my first half list.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean that 23 wasn't a strong season of TV. I think 24 is going to be a banger. Obviously, right off the bat, there's a lot of good TV, so I'm pretty pumped. But no, it was there were some shows in the second half that definitely made it onto the list.
Josh, when I tell you the excitement level I have for 1 week from tomorrow when the new season of Tokyo Vice starts, I am so pumped for that. Curb Your Enthusiasm is next week. We've got the Mr. and Mrs. Smith as well with Donald Glover. And Invincible comes back. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome year. So let's get things started with number 10. I will get mine out of the way because I've talked about it
Do it.
before, and I know that you don't watch it, and I know that probably a lot of people don't watch it, but it is a French spy show on Netflix called Lupin or Lupin, and they came out with another season, and I think it might have been my favorite season, and it's a Sherlock Holmes style character who is playing a Sherlock Holmes style character. It's like a sub meta spy stuff where he steals the precious jewels around France, and it's really fun, and it's a good watch over on Netflix. That's my number 10 show of the year.
Okay. All right. I haven't watched it, but you have talked about it at length, so I'm gonna have to give it a try. My number 10 was on my first half list, and it's gonna be Black Mirror. I love Black Mirror. I love that it's just so different. So I just like the concept of it in general.
I agree. It's a must-watch show, right?
Right.
It's
Yeah,
never
you
not
have
going to be a
to.
must-watch show.
Plus, like, you could hate one episode and love the next, and it not be a big deal since they're not linked. So I thought that just the episode Beyond the Sea in and of itself, that with
Yeah.
Aaron Paul and Josh Hartnett, was the best episode of the season. And then I thought that the Locke Henry episode, with our girl from Industry,
I loved
who
it.
yeah,
La 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 la.
really good. And then the Demon 79 was a kind of a very Twilight Zone-esque episode as well. So I enjoy Black Mirror. I wish that they pumped out more seasons quicker. There's always a big gap in seasons, so I hope we get season 7 sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I'm just happy that we're going to get it. That's a perfect number 10 selection for you, I
Yeah.
think. It didn't quite crack mine more, maybe because it was like a very short 5-episode, not as memorable. And
Well, let's also be completely candid here that Daniel has watched probably 10x the amount of television that I've watched this year.
yeah.
I was just like kind of scouring like the internet just to make sure I didn't miss any shows that I watched this year, because of course you forget. I don't write it down like Daniel does. He sent me his list of television that he watched just in 2023,
Do you know what the
and it
number
was
is?
like it was jarring. It was
Guys,
jarring.
do you guys all at home want to hear the numbers? So
Say the number. Say
we've
it.
been growing since 2019. In 2019, I watched 48 shows, and
Oh, that's light work.
this is not the show that comes out that year. You know, for example, and sometimes it can vary, right? I can watch four seasons of a show and it counts the same as the new season of Barry. But in 2022, I watched 63 shows, and in 2023, I watched 69 shows.
Nice.
Yes, very nice. Moving into number nine, then. What did you have there?
My number nine is a show, as I said, that I just forgot was in 2023, and that's Fleischman Is in Trouble. It started in 22,
Yeah.
but it kind of like leaked into 23, and I also watched it in 23, so I'm putting it in my
That I had
2023.
that in my first half of the year.
Yeah, and it also won awards at the Golden Globes and stuff. Or was it the Golden Globe? What's the one for TV shows?
Emmys.
Emmy, sorry. Totally. You guys can gaslight me if you want. But Jesse Eisenberg was phenomenal. Lizzie Kaplan is really good. I think
It was good.
she won an award, or she was nominated for an award, and Claire Danes. So it's a really great cast. Adam Brody does a really good job playing the friend. I mean, it's a sad show, but it's also like I talked about it when we broke it down. We actually broke this down episode by episode. It's just kind of like a good perspective on the realities and the tragedies of life, you know, and kind of just.
It's a real
Right.
divorced show, or
Yeah.
like, you know, that's really just what it is.
I
It
think
just
it's just
comes
like a
down
show
to.
about evolution and like learning from your past failures and kind of just life. So it's a good realistic show. It's not like, you know, happy go lucky, you know, sail off into the sunset kind of ending. And I like that about shows. So Fleischman in Trouble was a good number nine for me.
I thought Hulu had a great year, and it's coming in strong here another year. My number nine was on Paramount Plus, and it was a kind of like a cute little British, heist show. It was called The Gold. And you could tell there's a theme, right? I've really started to understand what my favorite genres are. I really love like spy stuff, mystery stuff, heist stuff, and family dramas. And so The Gold was a show that was based on a true story about this the biggest gold heist in the history of the UK and how it was executed. And it's got Jack Loudon from Slow Horses. And Slow Horses, I wanted to put on here, but I they had two quick
Did it
seasons.
make it?
It
Wow.
didn't quite make it. It's honorable mention, Slow Horses. Gold got the bump over it because it was new. And new is always better, says Barney Stinson. Carrying me right into eight, which was Fargo, which I really enjoyed, but I think we'll talk about later in this episode. So let's go to your eight.
So my number eight is Silo, which did you end up finishing
Yeah,
Silo?
let's talk about Silo. I've got Silo at five.
So Tim Robbins, one of the greatest characters in movie history from his role in Shawshank Redemption. I don't know what else he was in.
I have
Obviously,
no
he's
idea
obviously been
either.
in movies since, but he's obviously a very renowned actor, and he stars in this show in Silo. And it had a very slow start. I thought I was gonna just drop the show, gave it one more chance. And this is a lesson learned that you got to give shows chances after the first few episodes to pick up. And it was so good, such a cool concept. And I think there's going to be more seasons. So, right. It's in
Oh,
production. It's in
100%.
filming. It's in, yeah,
100%
like,
locked in for more.
right. So I'm excited for that. That's number eight for me.
I've got it at
Just like all
five.
around. Okay.
I
Okay.
love
Interesting.
Silo.
All
I
right.
loved it from the first 5 minutes of dialogue. I was really swept away by it. And if you don't trust the two of us, then like there's not much more we're gonna have to say. At
Yeah.
the end of the day, when if you listen to the show and you like Josh and I and you respect us and we both have the same show in the top 10, just go check it out. And so Silo's on Apple TV Plus, and it's just a great little mystery, science fiction, future apocalyptic kind of universe, but doesn't have any of the tacky cliches, I think, is what I would say. So that's your number eight into your number seven, which is
So my number seven is, drum roll, please, Hijack.
I've got Hijack a little bit further up. So let's save
Okay,
Hijack
all right,
and
all
I'll talk
right.
about it.
So
you got
yeah,
some heavy
Hijack was
hitters.
really good. I think it's so hard to make a show effective and good with basically one setting, you
Not
know?
just one setting, one, like, there was not
Like one
really,
plot.
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. There was not really a side plot. Like that carried us through everything.
Right. And I thought that it was masterful. I mean, Idris Elba, great, great, great job. A really good twist at the end and everything. And it's just a really good show. A show that, once again, I did not think I would like. I'm not a big action guy. Like, you know, I don't really love like it's just like soul action.
It was just very Bruce Willisy, and
Right, but it was
it was
just
the
really
vibe.
good, and the script was good, the acting was good, the directing was good, all while being on a plane. Obviously, it's called Hijack, so we're not ruining anything, but just really, really good show, and
It
that
was
comes in
kind
at
of
number three.
filmed like 24, where like every single episode was like an hour. And so like that was really
Right.
cool too. I missed it. It was, you know what it was? It was a taste of old-fashioned TV. And so I love that stuff. I love 24. Also a bit of a taste of kind of old school is my number seven, which is in the Taylor Sheridan verse. And if you thought we would have a year without a Taylor Sheridan show getting into my top 10, you thought wrong. Special Ops Lioness is awesome. It's got Zoe Saldana as the head of this unit called the Lioness Unit, and she has to like viciously train and haze this Oklahoma City Mexican street girl that she find that like joins by like running away from a guy who was literally gonna kill her in the first episode. It's just a really awesome pilot, and it throws you into it. Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman is in it. It's like, you know, these Taylor Sheridan shows get crazy with their casts. And this one was a lot of fun to watch. Into number six, which is a anime live action. So no, I don't have an animated show, but it's called One Piece, and it was on Netflix, and it's a live action of like one of the most famous anime shows ever created. That's like on episode 1000 right now. And it was filmed in the style of anime, which I've never really been big on it, but I do love watching those fight scenes where the zooms in are so heavily exaggerated and stuff that you can do with animation. And they did a cool job. It's just a fun little 10 episode watch on Netflix called One Piece about like a kid who wants to be a pirate and he might also have like a magical power. And that's all I'll throw
Okay,
out there.
interesting. I did not expect that to be on your top 10.
There we go. Number six. Really enjoyed it.
So number six for me is The Crown Season 6 Part 1. That's
Yeah.
specific to Part 1. I thought that that was really good. Once again, they kind of like were stuck in a really in one period of time as opposed to like time jumping a lot. And I thought the way that they set up the beginning of the season with
Remind me what happened with like what
So
happened
beginning of the season, they kind of it's the vantage point of the photographer watching the car with Diana and Dodie when she died and when they got in the accident, when Dodie and Diana died, and then it ends kind of at that similar spot. And it shows like how that it
Oh, is
led
that
up to
all
that
of
point.
Dodie and Diana like
Pretty
loving
much.
on the boat
But
and everything?
it's not only that,
No, but
but it's also
that's when that happened. Okay, I wasn't sure if that
right.
was the first half or the second half.
No, yeah, that was the first half.
The
Second
second half was
half,
all reeling from the death.
correct.
Yeah.
I thought the first half was really good, better than the second half.
Definitely better than
And
the second half,
yeah,
man.
and I just I would the show was losing me in its entirety, and this it just brought me right back. Obviously, I was going to continue to watch it, but I thought it was a really good job. I love the actress who plays Diana. I think she does a great job. Just all in all, great, great season. So that's why it is my number six.
Perfect. Now you can go on a run here because we've already talked about my five and four.
Ooh. So what's your six?
My six was One Piece.
Oh, so, okay. Sorry. Yeah. So my number five is Daisy Jones and the Six.
Was that last year?
That was
Wow.
23.
No way. That's crazy. That
Yeah.
feels like so long ago.
Almost. Yeah. It was. Yeah. Because also was up for awards, but Riley Keough does a great job.
Yeah,
With
this
that,
was a snub. This should have been on. I like this one.
our boy Sam Claflin also a phenomenal job playing the role,
Oswald
and
Mosley.
Oswald Mosley. Just a very good show, fictionalized version of Fleetwood Mac and kind of their intermarital affairs and extramarital affairs between the group. And it's actually sung. It's not just lip sung. You know, they all the actors and actresses took voice lessons. Sam Claflin did. I don't know about Riley Keough. I mean, I think she probably already had a good voice,
Wasn't she
genetics.
Elvis's
Yeah, she's
granddaughter?
Elvis's granddaughter, so she has some genetics. Show was really good. I loved it. I want more of these shows where they're like biopics, but they're not, you know, if that
Agreed.
makes sense.
Agreed. Yeah.
Because the biopics are great, but sometimes it gets a little too like, oh, I know what's going to happen here, or they're trying to like portray them in too good of a light. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of like propaganda in these biopics sometimes where I just saw the Elton John movie again, Rocket Man, from a while ago. Really good, but Elton John like had his hand in it, you
Of
know? So
course,
he
of
obviously
course.
portrayed
Yeah.
himself in a negative light, but also in a good light. So I want more biopic-y, non-real fictionalized versions like this in Daisy Jones and the Six. Just really, really well done. I wish we had more seasons of this.
Yeah, that was a really good show. On to your four.
My number four is The Last of Us. Solely
Okay.
like, I mean, I people, if you've listened to this pod, you know, if you're regular, you know that I'm not like the biggest fan of The Last of Us, but it's all relative. Like, I think it's a great show. I don't buy into the hype as much as everyone else buys into the hype of Last of Us. Pedro Pascal is amazing. We get our girl, Lady Marmont. I will always call her Lady Marmont. Like, she is forever that to me. They do it. It's amazing. It's really good. There's some really gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching scenes. Like, the acting is incredible. It just drags out a little bit, in my opinion. However, really, really, really good show. Definitely one of the best shows of the year, which is why it's top four for me. And I think season two is going to be way better than season one. It's going to be a lot more action-packed. The plot's going to kind of progress a lot more, and we're gonna see, you know, the show really go to new heights.
I agree with most of what you said. It's a little bit higher for me. This is where we get into the upper echelon. You know, to be honest, my whole top five is like the top tier shows of the year. Silo, Hijack, now The Last of Us at number three. We had that awesome Offerman episode with the gay lovers. That was probably like maybe the best episode of no, maybe a top three episode of TV this year, you know, where they did the little bottle episode, Josh, with like the
Yeah.
gay lovers of Ron Swanson
Really
and the
good.
guy from White Lotus, and so that won an Oscar, an Emmy, for like best cameo. So that's your number four. So that I'm curious, do you think our top two are going to be the same?
I don't know because of a
Okay, what's your
caveat.
number three?
My number three is Fargo.
Oh, I forgot. I haven't heard your caveat. You haven't gotten there yet.
I'll get there.
Wow, that means that one of my top two is not even on your list. Wow. Go ahead. Go with your three.
This could be a catastrophe. Number three is Fargo. I mean, we broke this down. I thought it was gonna be number one, but if it
Yeah.
wasn't for the other two on my list, this would
Well,
be
the
number
ending
one.
was just brutal, too.
It wasn't brutal. I mean,
Josh, it was
it was a
brutal.
very Fargo-esque ending.
I guess, but like, if it was going to be your number one show of the year, it needs to have a better ending than that.
I'm gonna go off on you right now.
We got to be spoiler free, though. In a way, you know, it's just, but I'm saying, like, for it to be your number one show, it needs to end like
It
Succession.
wasn't number one.
But I'm saying you
So
said it was in consideration when we talked last, like
it
when we
was
did
because I
Ruined Your
just thought the
Episode.
show was so good. The
I
acting was
agree.
incredible. Jon Hamm, Juno Temple were so good.
Yeah,
So, 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 so
I could
good.
argue that like True Detective is doing the same thing, but a little bit better right now.
In terms of what?
Like the vibe of the region, like the like it's just it feels very similar.
I don't want I don't
No?
understand what
Okay,
you're
we'll save
saying.
that for our
Yeah.
True Detective
Yeah.
episode. I'm
It's
excited to talk
fine.
about that. All
I
right,
agree to disagree.
your number three is Fargo.
Fargo is so good. If you listen to our pods about it, just a show that makes you think really deep. I think it's not gonna just jump out and tell you what's going on. You gotta really process it. And those are the shows that you know that I love. So that's number three for me. Number two, I
Number
think this is
two.
gonna be your number one. Is Succession.
Wow.
Is that your number one?
It is my number one.
Succession, I mean, we can kind of save it for when you
No,
get to number
let's
one.
just do it.
All
Let's
right.
just keep it rolling.
I
Succession was the
mean,
best show of the year. Succession
what
was the best show of the decade.
talk about a complete 180 on the last show, in your opinion. I still think the last show's opinion was really good. Ending was good. But this ending, just the ending, they nailed the ending as perfectly as you possibly could in any show. I think like Breaking Bad and Succession were like two of the better endings ever, you know, and like 101 on how to end a show, you know.
Yeah,
It's so hard to
pretty
do it.
electric.
So the season was so good. I mean, Kieran Culkin, He won a lot more awards than I thought that he would.
I'm gonna go ahead and agree with you.
Right?
I do think there were a lot of politics involved, and I
With
think
what, though?
with what category everybody should be in, and for some reason, you tell me that Roman was a lead character, like I'm gonna disagree with you.
Yeah, I think that if you were to like talk about like seasons one and two, no, but
Even still, I
three.
don't think he's a lead character. Like a he's a supporting actor. Like that is
So
he is not even.
who's the who are the lead characters in Succession?
It's very tough, but it's not
You think
Roman.
Kendall's a lead character?
Yeah, I do.
It's about each sibling.
I know that, but I'm just
You
telling you, like
know?
I think
They all get equal airtime.
the politics came from not putting him in supporting so that he wouldn't go up against McFadden, and then they would split votes and a lot of the stuff, the same thing that happened last year, honestly, the same shit. So
Dude,
I think he's
you
great,
got
but I don't think he's a
and
lead actor.
you gotta imagine that Jeremy Strong is pissed.
Furious. Furious.
Pissed.
Now that we
Especially,
know that he's
yeah.
a lunatic,
Crazy person, method actor, like probably still Kendall Roy,
they all
probably hasn't
hate
gotten
him.
out of it.
They all
Yeah.
hate him.
I mean he was so good. I think it's kind of a disservice,
It
regardless of
is.
how he is off the screen. Like on the screen, he was masterful. It was incredible. He's one of the most popular, you know, talked about television characters ever.
Do you feel like we're far enough removed that we could like talk about what happened at the end or no?
What,
Or we
like
should
with
just keep.
Tom?
Well, I'm like, that's what I'm saying. Do you think
Yeah,
we
I mean,
should?
if you haven't watched Succession at this point,
Yeah,
like,
do a couple skips if you're really worried about it. But
what are you doing? I mean, like, if you had told me from,
Tom won the game,
right,
is what
if you had
happened.
told me from the beginning that Tom Wamsgams was gonna run the company, like was gonna get the
And it
company, get
wasn't
the
like a
keys to the
fluke.
castle,
Like
no.
he did he made moves. It all started in Italy when like 2 seasons ago he had to sell out his wife and the siblings, and
How
that was
about
when
like
he.
escaping like federal prison,
Oh yeah,
like
of
multiple
course. Of
times, and
course.
like him and Greg, like the dynamic duo, like Greg kind of getting whatever he got,
Just
but
break a little Greg's.
it's just
Greg's on top too,
phenomenal.
I think. I think Greg is gonna be his like right-hand man. I would love a spinoff. I know they're
Yeah, it's
talking about
not
like doing a Ted Lasso new season
it's
without Ted Lasso. I would be down to watch
probably not gonna
more.
happen.
I know, but I'm just saying, you never know. People run out of money, and that's what happens with the
Yeah,
Jersey Shore
but
people. Why do you think there's
so
another season
good.
of Jersey Shore coming out?
Yeah, that's
They're
true.
all like, let me
But
make some more
it's a
money.
reality TV show, but
I know. Kit Harington's an industry.
yeah. It's also one of those where I'm just sad that it ended, you know. I'm sad we don't have Succession anymore. A show
Of
of
the
the
decade,
century of the 21st century, to
of
be
the
honest.
century, agreed.
That's a top 10 show. Like that's up there with
Agreed.
Breaking Bad, Sopranos, like those kind of shows, Game of
100%.
Thrones.
Mad Men, The Wire, all of
Yeah,
that. So
I would even, yeah.
that means you've got something else as your number one. I've got something
Right.
else as my number two.
All right, go ahead, shoot.
This show arguably was number one. The finish to this show, the last four episodes of season two of this Hulu show were perfect.
Did I
Perfect.
watch this?
Perfect. Perfect. You've got a small town, high anxiety season one of this beef shop in Chicago. And then they turn it up a notch into season two, where
Yeah,
there's no more
there we go.
anxiety and everything's beautiful. And the episodes carry rhythm. And they go to Netherlands to learn how to be pastry chefs. And then you send the biggest dirt bag to the five-star hotel down the street. The show is The Bear, and The Bear had a very, very legitimate argument for number one, and I'm putting it in number two.
Yeah, I just haven't watched it in full.
Yeah.
I've watched six episodes, so that's on me. Hand
But
up.
season one, like I said, is stress and anxiety, and season two is like perfect, peaceful, beautiful.
Yeah, I mean everyone raves about it, and Jeremy Allen White, is that his name?
Jeremy Allen White
Jeremy Allen White. I want to
and
make sure I got it
Ethan
right.
Moss Rackback, I think
Yes,
his name
but
is.
Jeremy Allen White is kind of having this insane glow up right now. He's like the darling.
You saw that movie he was in, right?
Yeah, and I was
With
about to
Zac
say he was
Efron.
amazing in Iron Claw. Really, really, really good. A shame that it's not up for any Oscars for whatever political reasons because they didn't get it in on time or something. But
Yeah.
yeah, no, I need to watch it. So it's not a surprise that it's number two for you.
Very, very good. One episode was a throwback dinner episode with every single A-list actor in TV that you can think of, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say any names because it would just be out of this world. It's spoilerific, but also like mind-blowing. You're number one, Josh, and there's a reason why this isn't on my list, but we had a talk.
We
We
had a
sent an
talk.
appeal to the council, and it has been approved.
The powers that be approved this. My number one is Better Call Saul. Now, before I get into it, the reason why this is on my 2023 list is because I don't have cable. I'm a cord cutter. And I didn't have YouTube TV when it first aired. So I couldn't do the whole recording thing. I was only doing streaming services. AMC Plus is like impossible to get. You can't even do like a free trial.
Impossible.
It's like it was
You can
absurd.
through Amazon Prime, but like it's very annoying and confusing.
Yeah, so I didn't watch Better Call Saul until it was released on Netflix, which was in 2023. Now, the last season of Better Call Saul was, again, like Succession, just personal. I think this is number one for me because like just is a personal favorite. Breaking Bad's one of my favorite shows, and then
I thought
Saul
they
Goodman.
also had a fine final three episodes of perfection.
Perfection.
From the
And
minute that Lalo, or whatever the Lalo, was his name Lalo? Yeah.
Lalo Salamanca, yep.
Walked into that their place where the Howard was there. From that moment on, I won't say any
Yeah.
spoilers. You got to imagine a lot of people haven't seen and will
Right.
see. But from the minute
Yeah.
that was awesome. Yeah, it was
It was
perfect.
just so good. I did not expect what happened at the end. And I was just so curious the whole time how are they were gonna tie in it to the end and lead it up, because it's the prequel to Breaking Bad. So we get to see Saul Goodman become Saul Goodman. Just so good. Another show that I'm really gonna miss.
It's
Sad
really
that it's
good.
over. It's like one of those that you just like never wanted to end, and that's why Succession and Better Call Saul are two in one. Better Call Saul, I think, arguably in some people's eyes, I mean, some people's eyes is better than Breaking Bad.
Depends on when you watch it. You know,
Right.
like I think it really depends on when you watch it. Like for me as a personal example, I watched Breaking Bad so long ago in such a quick binge
Yeah.
that it doesn't hold the same emotional connection that it does to
You
other
had to
people.
wait a long time to watch Better Call Saul from start to finish. Especially me, I had to wait till it dropped on Netflix, which was annoying. Like, shows got to stop doing that.
But I'll also say that when I watched the first two seasons of Better Call Saul, that was also an eternity ago, and it was
So long
really
ago.
rough. Like it was like,
Yeah, it was.
but it
It
was good
was.
rough. Like I loved, like I didn't not want to watch the episodes. You know, like it wasn't like,
It
for
was slow.
example,
It was
like
a slow burn.
Narcos, the final couple seasons of Narcos, I was like, oh man, here we go. We're gonna do some homework and I have to watch this shit because I wanted
Yeah.
it to be over with.
No,
That never I
definitely.
never felt that way. I really liked it. What about you have any honorable mentions for the people to
Yeah,
send them off?
I have a couple. I have A Crowded Room with Tom Holland
Yeah.
and Amanda Seyfried. Really, really good show
Good
about Tom.
watch.
It's based on a true story.
Hulu,
Yeah,
right?
based on a
Is it
novel,
Hulu?
which is
Apple
kind of
TV.
loosely based on a true story.
I think it's
It's on
Apple
Apple
TV.
TV. Apple TV. About the multiple, basically the first the they the discovery of multiple personality disorder.
Oh yeah,
So
as a
really, really
legal
good.
term, the discovery of it as a legal term, pretty cool.
Correct. Correct. So that's really good. And then another honorable mention is Changeling, which you wouldn't like because it's a little spooky. And
Yeah.
that's on Apple TV as well. And that's with Lakeith Stanfield.
Ooh.
Really good. Really, really good. It's based off a novel, so it's narrated by the author of the novel. Or it's a kind of like so very good, a little mystical in a sense. So it's like kind of like not, I mean, it's Changeling is like a demon baby. It's like a demon spirit. So
No bueno.
it's very good. So that's an honorable mention for me.
How about Night Agent? I really liked Night Agent. I really liked The Recruit. Both of them were fun
Didn't
CIA
see that.
Netflix
Yep.
shows that you can just kind of like sit back and let like a good looking guy and maybe a good looking girl in the scene. You know, there's like all the characters were like pretty solid, almost very like soap opery, but quick, nice bingeable watches. I also really liked the Liev Schreiber Disney Plus show A Small Light, which is also on Hulu, which was the story of Anne Frank's dad and how he got the Franks into hiding during the beginning of World War II and the Holocaust and all of that. So those were a couple honorable mentions. Also, Faraway Downs. You ever heard of that? Faraway Downs?
Yeah, you had actually mentioned it before.
Yeah, there was a movie called Australia that was like 2005, and it was with a young Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman, and it was an all Australian cast. They literally got every single actor from that movie that's still alive to act in the remake TV series, which is a 4-episode show where they literally play the exact same characters. It's all the exact same, but it's been like 15 years and like everyone looks pretty similar. I watched like a trailer for the movie and the show was solid, 4 episodes, a lot about like the indigenous people of Australia and their fight. And this was like while they were first being tormented in the 1930s and 40s. So that'll wrap up my honorable mentions and
All
another
right.
fantastic episode of a top 10 list.
We should do also, I mean, not now because I didn't watch that as many enough movies in 23, but we should do top 10 movies of 24. And I already have like my number one, even though it might be 23.
Okay, well, I, you
Dude,
know me, I already probably have mine.
Past
Oh,
Lives
Past Lives is good.
is, have you seen it?
Yeah.
It was incredible. What did you think?
I have 20, I watched it like on a plane and have 24 minutes left.
What do you
Well,
mean?
like I watched it like on the plane's service,
Oh, got it.
like very
Okay.
recently. And
You are
I'm waiting.
forgiven.
It's not on any streaming service.
Yeah, it is. It's on Prime. You have to
For sure.
rent it. You have to rent it.
Well, yeah, exactly. I got 24 minutes.
It's like $4.
I know, but I've got 24 minutes. I liked it.
It's
It's
really
the
good.
girl. It's the girl from that's the main character, the girl. She's one of the main characters in the the morning show.
Ah, okay. I did not know that. Really good. Just very good
Very
show.
solid.
I mean, sorry, show. And then I saw Ironclaw too, so that was great, as we already mentioned.
Oh no,
So
I've gotten some good movies in the way. Self-Reliance on Hulu was solid with Jake Johnson
yeah.
and Anna Kendrick. I liked it.
I have to watch Maestro as well,
You have
Bradley
to watch
Cooper.
Maestro. Maestro's last year.
Maestro,
We'll do
sorry,
last
whatever.
year. I watched Indiana Jones. It was okay.
We should do like an Oscars kind of thing, but
Yeah, we could do that. Killers of the Flower Moon,
it's gonna
solid.
suck when Bradley Cooper wins Best Actor over Killian. It's gonna suck.
Yeah, but he also, it's gonna be, yeah, we'll
Not
see.
that he's
Killian
not
could win.
deserving at
Killian
all, but
could win.
like Killian was, I mean, they gave Killian the Golden Globe as like a part, as like, hey, you're gonna lose the Oscar, so here
You
you go.
think?
Yeah,
You think?
yes, I do. I
Yeah,
do.
we'll see.
Because they know that he's deserving. They should like do like a split trophy.
All right, that's a perfect way to finish it up. Hopefully, Killian can get his gold. Another episode in the books. This is Josh. I'm Daniel, and we binge so you don't have to.